Jekka News, you need to know now.
Prepare for a partly cloudy and cold Saturday. Joburg up to only 17 degrees today. Pretoria and Polokwane, 18. We start with the update for people with tickets to fly over the weekend. Air traffic control says systems were restored late yesterday following the disruptions that affected flights at O.R. Tambo International Airport in Johannesburg and then spread across the country. The systems are managed by the Air Traffic Navigation Services, which have been working to clear the backlog of delayed departures and arrivals. Meanwhile, FlySafair's Chief Marketing Officer Kirby Gordon says its domestic flights will return to normal schedule over the next 2 weeks. That's after FlySafair pilots called off their strike yesterday.
Returning to our full schedule will bring about much needed capacity back to the market, which is essential for restoring fare equilibrium and making travel more affordable again for all South Africans.
More at jackaranda.fm.com. Click on news. To Mpumalanga, where a 59-year-old man is spending the weekend in police cells after his arrest in Standerton. A search and seizure operation led to him being found in possession of more than 56,000 videos and images depicting child sexual abuse material. Police spokesperson Amanda van Wyk says police also seized 15 licensed firearms and several digital devices.
This brings the total number of arrests made under Operation Bad Vibes to 16. The operation was led by our Serial and Electronic Crime Investigations Unit in Mpumalanga, with support from Department of Homeland Security Investigations, U.S. Embassy, the local Criminal Records Center, and designated firearm officers in Standerton.
More about this story on our news blog. In America, it's been confirmed that Ghislaine Maxwell, the accomplice of sex offender Jeffrey Epstein, has been moved from a prison in Florida to a minimum security facility in Texas. This has triggered an angry reaction from some of their victims, further mounting the pressure on a political fallout that continues to grow. While no reason was given for Maxwell's transfer, it does come a week after a top Justice Department official met with her to ask questions about Epstein, who died in a New York jail back in 2019. Maxwell has offered to testify before Congress about Epstein if given a immunity, and she has also reportedly now been seeking a pardon from U.S. President Donald Trump. He was a one-time close friend of Epstein.
One-time close, wasn't he at the wedding?
He says it was not as close as the media is making it out to be.
It's like there's a video. There's literally a video of you and him and her.
And at Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah.
And lucky. A story coming also from America. It's emerged that almost 75% of teenagers have used artificial intelligence companions. These are chatbots designed for personal conversations, and unlike traditional AI assistants, these are programmed to form emotional connections with the users. A national study in the US by non-profit Common Sense Media further found that more than half of these teens between the ages of 13 and 17 interact with these robotic companions a few times every month. Concerning patterns showed that a third of these teenagers chose to discuss serious matters with AI instead of real people.
That is outrageous. This AI thing did you see China the other day said that we need to regulate it, which I thought was incredible. They said, listen, we need to come together as a world power and say, guys, we need to regulate AI. Like, what's the most you can do? What's the least you can do?
Yes.
Yeah.
Remember those letters that Elon Musk and the likes of him wrote 2 years ago?
Yeah.
Saying, hold back. The world is not ready
for this.
For what is coming. A 13-year-old with his or her problems.
Yeah.
They go to a robot instead of their parents or their guardians or their teacher or a grandmother. They chat to it. And some of them reported that they didn't like and trust
their parents,
what the robot said back.
Oh my gosh. It's a really sad time that we're living in. Like, we shouldn't have our children.